said crossly. Trudy pulled down the jump seat behind Jamie and settled in to watch their slow descent toward the valley floor, several kilometers ahead. Trumbull went back toward the rear of the module.
"Don't you want to see this?" Hall called back to him.
"Not just see it," he yelled back. "I want to make certain it's getting onto the VR database. People back home will flip their toggles over this."
"It's all being recorded," Dezhurova said.
"Just checking," Trumbull called back.
"Yep. Every little pixel is coming through in living color. All we need is Tars Tarkas standing out there to greet us."
"Tars Tarkas?" Jamie asked.
"A 16-foot-tall, green, four-armed Martian," Hall explained with seeming distaste, "from some lurid, skiffy novel Dex must have read in his misspent youth."
"Well, sounds like you read it too, kiddo," Trumbull said as he made his way back up to the cockpit.
Hall replied, "You're not the only one to have had a misspent youth, Dex."
Trumbull took the other jump seat, and they all fell silent for a while. Jamie offered to spell Dezhurova at the wheel, but she shook her head.
"I don't want to stop. Besides, this isn't as bad as I thought it would be."
Jamie nodded, then realized that he'd been at the wheel when the rover plowed into the sand trap 6 years earlier. Of course, they had all been miserably sick with scurvy, but still he was the driver, and he had gotten them all stuck.
"Look," Trumbull shouted, "I see it."
"The old rover," Jamie said. It looked like a giant metal caterpillar trying to burrow into the ground, its forward module half buried in the sand. Wind-blown dust had piled up on its left side. The right side was bright, bare aluminum, perhaps even scoured clean.
"It's still there," said Hall.
Trumbull laughed.
"What, you think somebody would repo it?"
"Hardly."
"Maybe we should," he said.
"Should what?"
"Repo the old rover." Jamie glanced back at him.
"What do you think, Big Chief?" Trumbull asked. "If we can drag it out of that sand trap, we'd have an extra rover to play with."
"We don't need an extra rover," Jamie said. Dezhurova had slowed down as she maneuvered carefully around the area, staying well clear of the treacherous sand-filled crater. They could all see the faint outline of the crater and the little ridges of sand in it, like ripples on a pond. Jamie had been too ill and exhausted to notice them when he had piloted the rover into the sand trap.
"Sure we could use an extra rover," Trumbull said, enthusiasm warming his tone.
"We've only got 8 people here, Dex," Jamie said.
"Only 3 qualified drivers. We..."
"If you can drive a rover," Trumbull interrupted, "I sure can. We've all practiced in the simulators."
Trudy Hall asked,
"All the excursions have been planned out, Dex. What do we need another rover for?"
Trumbull's grin was dazzling.
"To go out and get the Pathfinder."
"Pathfinder?"
Jamie and Dezhurova blurted in unison.
"Sure. It's sitting at the Sagan Gate over at Ares Vallis with that little Sojourner buggy, too."
"That is more than 1,000 kilometers away, Dex," said Dezhurova.
"More like 4,000, Trumbull admitted, "from our base camp."
They were slowly passing the old rover, crawling over the firmer ground where Jamie had walked, staggered, crawled to carry a safety line to the Russians who had come to rescue them.
"Let's at least stop and see if the old clunker is still usable," Trumbull urged.
With a glance at Dezhurova, who slowed the rover even more, Jamie asked,
"Why?
How will salvaging the rover get you to Ares Vallis?"
Grinning even wider, Trumbull said, "Now, here's my plan. If the old rover is usable, we drive it back to the base, or tow it, most likely."
"Tow it?"
Trudy Hall muttered. Ignoring her, Trumbull went on. "Then Wiley and I repair whatever needs repairing and get her in good working order."
Stacy Dezhurova asked laconically, "Would you buy a used car from this man?"
"Then I drive her out to the Sagan site and pick up the Pathfinder and Sojourner."
"But why?"
Hall demanded. Trumbull turned a pitying gaze on her.
"Do you have any idea how much a museum would pay for that hardware? The Air and Space Museum in Washington, for example."
"Not much," Dezhurova said.
"That is a government operation, remember."
"Okay, what about Disney? Or one of the Las Vegas casinos? Or some of the big amusement complexes in Japan or Europe?"
"How much would you expect?" Hall asked.
Instead of answering directly, Trumbull replied, "Let me tell you, it'll be plenty. How much did that Picasso painting go for last year? 50 mil? And that was just a piece of canvas with some color smeared on it. We're talking about hardware that's been to freaking Mars, for Christ's sake.
Do you really think?
You start a feeding frenzy, Trumbull explained eagerly. Get all the big players heated up about it. The Disney execs, the Trumps and Yamagatas and whatnot. They'll bid it up to $1 billion in no time.
But the thing doesn't belong to you, Hall objected. It belongs to NASA, doesn't it? Or the U.S. government.
Trumbull wagged his head back and forth. Nah, I looked that up. There's the law of salvage.
That's for sunken ships, Hall said.
Or treasure, added Dezhurova. It's for hardware that's been lost or abandoned, Trumbull retorted firmly. Works the same in space as it does on Earth. That guy, what's his name? Gunn, wasn't it? He recovered the original Vanguard satellite, I think, something like that. It's salvage.
Then, if you can grab it, it's yours? Hall asked.
Yep, Trumbull replied smugly. Jamie saw that they had passed the half-buried rover. The floor of the canyon was only a couple of clicks away now, still shrouded in thinning tendrils of mist. The idea of taking the old Pathfinder hardware away from its landing spot bothered Jamie deep down below the rational level of his mind. It smacked of sacrilege, of desecrating a holy place. But he said nothing, knowing that if he spoke it would be with anger. Stacy Dezhurova did not stay silent, though.
Dex, even assuming you are right, none of these rovers has the range to go out 4,000 clicks and back again.
I know that, Trumbull said condescendingly. I'm not completely brain dead. We fly the backup fuel generator to Ares Vallis, so it'll be there to fill up the rover when it gets there.
Fly the... That's crazy.
We'll have to put the backup water recycler back on the fuel generator, too, Dex added.
Even crazier.
The fuel generator's just sitting 2 clicks from the base, standing by for an emergency, isn't it? And we don't need the spare water recycler now that the garden's working. So why not put them to use?
How can you fly it? Stacy demanded.
The descent engines have enough thrust to lob it on a ballistic trajectory. I've checked out the numbers 17 ways from Friday. It'll work.
Fly our backup fuel generator to Ares Vallis, Dezhurova muttered. Insane.
I can show you the computer evaluation, Trumbull said, unperturbed.
Those descent engines were not built for repeated use, Dezhurova pointed out. They don't have enough thrust.
Trumbull wagged a finger in the air. I checked it all out with the manufacturer months ago, Stacy, baby. You can get a half dozen burns out of those engines, no sweat. And if they can soft land the bird, they can lift it again. We're not talking orbit now, just a little hop across the desert. If it doesn't work, worst case, we lose the backup fuel generator. Best case, we pick up $1 billion worth of hardware for auction back at Sotheby's.
Jamie sat there and let Stacy and Dex argue it out. I don't want to be in the middle of this, he told himself.
Yet he knew that ultimately, inescapably, he would be the one to make the real decision. Trudy Hall made a sardonic face.
Why not pick up one of the original Viking landers while you're at it?
Too big, Trumbull answered matter-of-factly. Pathfinder's small enough for us to carry back with us. The Vikings are big clunkers.
There are a half dozen other landers scattered around the planet, Dezhurova said.
Trumbull made a wry face. Yeah, but most of them are too big or too far away to reach. Besides, if we take too much of the old hardware back, their value starts to go down. Got to play this game smart, kiddo.
He's been thinking about this for a long time, Jamie realized. Doing computer evaluations. Dex doesn't do anything without planning it all out first.
They were leaving the old rover behind. The mist was clearing from the canyon floor. Trumbull tapped Jamie on the shoulder. Well, Big Chief, what do you have to say about it? Jamie grimaced at Trumbull's ethnic wisecrack, but he said only, I think your idea will have to wait until the next expedition, Dex. That's about what I thought you'd say, Trumbull replied. Jamie had expected him to be sullen, piqued at being rebuffed. Instead, Trumbull looked like a young man who held a trump card up his sleeve.
Suppose we make a trade, he suggested, his smile turning crafty.
I go for the Pathfinder, and you can go look for your cliff dwellings.